Rational discussion, common sense, open debate. RCR, Reality Check Radio with Paul Brennan.
So that was Kirsten Murfitt. Kirsten and I chatted yesterday evening about the World Health Assembly and the ongoing negotiations in Geneva currently taking place, which are focusing on the proposed amendments to the 2005 International Health Regulations. Just a reminder that the Assembly is the decision-making body of the WHO, attended by delegations from all WHO member states, including New Zealand. We've now got a list of the New Zealand delegates, and I'll read them out quickly for you. Chief Delegate is Diana Safati, our Director General of Health. Deputy Chief Delegate is Ms. Duncan, New Zealand's Ambassador in Geneva. Delegate Dr. Andrew Old, our Deputy Director General Health. Also named in the delegation is Ms. Davidson and Ms. Truel from Ministry of Health, and Dr. Ian Town, our Chief Science Advisor. Now, many of you will be aware that our very own Dr. Ashley Bloomfield is co-chair of the WHO Working Group on the IHRs. Let's hear what he had to say earlier this morning in Geneva.
Yes, this was a challenge, and there was no doubt, it's no doubt in my mind, there was a very well-funded, highly orchestrated, coordinated campaign of misinformation and conspiracy theory generation. Outrageous. I mean, not outrageous in the sense, well, it was outrageous, but just mind-bogglingly imaginative, some of these ideas that were circulating. And this was designed to undermine both the processes and to undermine the legitimacy and the role of the WHO. And so there's a lot at stake here. This was less of a problem for us in the room, but it was a big problem for all our colleagues negotiating in their own national context, because they were spending a lot of time having to respond to the misinformation that was being disseminated, and that those who were undertaking this campaign very cleverly targeting certain politicians in just about every jurisdiction who they thought would be susceptible to picking up that ball and running with it. And to quote a rugby analogy from New Zealand, we'd like our rugby, and then creating, undermining the process, creating dissent, and so that was a real challenge. But I think, if anything, more a problem for those who were negotiating back in their national contexts. Now, we will see something of this here in Geneva on Saturday. I understand there's a coordinated a gathering of these people, and the question will be, who's doing the celebrating on Saturday? Who's doing the celebrating on Saturday? Will it be those of us who have worked so hard and so assiduously to on these processes over the last year and a half, with the intent obligation of improving global health security and addressing equity? Will we be the ones popping the champagne corks, or will it be those who have deliberately set out to undermine the processes who will be celebrating the failure of the multilateral process to actually get agreement on something that could not be more important, so we can break the cycle, as others have called it, of panic and neglect?
Ashley Bloomfield speaking earlier this morning in Geneva. The Assembly has already announced that they've not been able to get consensus on the pandemic treaty. Safe to say, Ashley has not looked happy about that. Now, early this morning, New Zealand time, the World Health Assembly has been discussing the amendments to the International Health Regulations. At least three separate draft resolutions regarding the adoption of the amendments to the IHRs and the continuation of the WHO negotiations have been considered by the Assembly. France, Indonesia, Kenya, New Zealand, Saudi Arabia, and the United States of America have proposed one draft. Australia, Brunei, Darussalam, Canada, Norway, and Pakistan have proposed another. And 47 members of the African region have proposed a third draft. At this time, there's been no agreement on the IHR amendments overall, but as we anticipated, they're not going to let this go without throwing everything at it. The delegates will continue to meet all week. Now let's listen to some audio from earlier this morning around 6 a.m. our time from some of the delegates speaking in committee. You'll hear first from the delegate from Germany, then Dr. Andrew Old, our Deputy Director General of Health, who was the delegate from New Zealand, and then the delegate from Namibia. This will give you a flavour of proceedings.
We would like to express our highest appreciation for the excellent work the Bureau has done over the past years, steering us to a potential landing zone and compromise. We are very glad that the working group is able to present us with an impressive package today, even if some further work is still needed to finalize our common success during this assembly. Obviously, we had hoped to see even more progress in a number of areas, such as more and earlier information sharing on events with a high public health risk and an implementation and compliance committee. However, in the spirit of compromise and in order to send out a strong message to the global community that we are united to make the world safer for the upcoming outbreaks, we are ready to finalize the amendments during this assembly. The proposed changes to the IHR are a major improvement for global health security, including the new digital health certificates besides paper options. As an important lesson learned from the COVID pandemic, it is a clear signal that equity and solidarity are now being included in the principles of the IHR. Dear colleagues, we have to make use of the political opportunity during this assembly. We need to secure the important progress made so far. Germany stands ready to finalize our joint work, making the IHR future-proof. I thank you.
Chair, Excellencies, colleagues. In 2022, the World Health Assembly agreed to revise the international health regulations. The COVID pandemic has shown us that the regulations, while a solid foundation for pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response, are not good enough. We agreed to work together to strengthen core capacities for prevention and surveillance, to support the WHO in supporting us, to enable better country implementation, and most importantly, to ensure that the regulations are grounded in equity and solidarity. New Zealand is proud of the progress we have collectively made towards these goals. We are close, so close, to agreeing a package of amendments that will fulfil the mandate of the working group and help keep the world safe from future public health emergencies. Further, success in the IHRs this week will help pave the way for successful conclusion of a pandemic agreement as soon as possible. To echo words used in the final stages of the working group, we have come too far not to go further. We have done too much not to do more. Chair, Excellencies, colleagues. New Zealand remains fully committed to achieving consensus this week on a package of IHR amendments that harness the lessons from COVID-19 and that help us prevent, prepare for, and respond to future pandemics. Ngā mihi nui, thank you.
Namibia align with the statement delivered by Kenya on behalf of the Africa Region Member State. We thank the DG for the report and the Bureau of the Working Group on the Amendment to the International Health Regulations for their leadership as we consider more than 300 proposed amendments to the International Health Regulation of 2005. As we deliberate on the Working Group's outcome report, it is important that we remind ourselves of what motivated us to embark on the process of strengthening the International Health Regulations. For Namibia, it's important that the amendment to the International Health Regulation facilitate better support for developing countries to strengthen core capacity to prevent, prepare for, and respond to public health threats. This includes provision to improve equitable access to health product technology and the know-how, as well as the financial mechanism that is accountable to the WHO member state to support the international health regulation implementation at the global, regional, and national level. While the working group did not yet reach consensus on the package of amendment to the international health regulations, Namibia takes note that they are close to agreeing on this package by consensus and that there is a strong willingness to conclude the process successfully. However, mindful that the work of the WHR is interconnected with that of the INB.
So you've been listening there to some examples from the full committee meeting that took place in the early hours of the morning, this morning, Wednesday, New Zealand time. And just to finish off, I'm going to play another extract that's hot off the press from our friend James Roguski in the United States. We've interviewed James a number of times on this program, and we're hoping to speak to him again on an update later this week before the World Health Assembly wraps up. Here's what James had to say about the committee meeting this morning, Wednesday morning.
The 77th World Health Assembly started meeting yesterday, Monday the 27th. But today, as we speak, literally, I've taken a break from watching what they're doing to be on the show with you here. They are meeting to discuss the proposed amendments to the international health regulations and the proposed new pandemic agreement, treaty, framework convention. It's had many different names. And while a lot of people have taken to celebrating that, you know, they have failed to reach an agreement on these documents, which is true, they're still going. You know, this is not a sprint. It's not over. This is a marathon. And in this morning's meeting, at least it was morning for me, it was afternoon in Geneva, they submitted three documents. And so I'll give you a quick overview of what these documents are. And quite frankly, the first one is a little bit of a shocker. Now, this is a resolution proposed by France, Indonesia, Kenya, New Zealand, Saudi Arabia, and the good old US of A. And what it calls for is the adoption of the amendments to the international health regulations. Now, many people have heard a lot of different things about the status of what's going on with those amendments. The final version was supposed to be submitted 4 months in advance of this meeting, which would have been January 27th, but apparently the nations have accepted the fact that they still don't have a final version, but the United States and the other nations that I mentioned have put forth a resolution to adopt the amendments that are included in the annex to this document. Except this document is only 3 pages long. They are still negotiating right up to the last minute. The last day of the assembly is June 1st, and it appears that they're trying as hard as they possibly can to finish the negotiations and ram through an agreement on the proposed amendments to the international health regulations. Now, there has been a lot of misinformation about what is in those documents. And I'm sure most of your viewers and you have heard of mis, dis, and mal information. I want to add a fourth one to that, and that's old information. So this all started back on September 30th of 2022. That's when the nations submitted 307 amendments. There was 197 pages. It was kept secret until December of 2022. They did then reveal it, but on February 6th of 2023, there was an important report published by the review committee, and so most people failed to read that 97-page document, which put the kibosh on a lot of the more egregious things. But unfortunately, people didn't read that document, and they've been talking about an old version of the amendments from a year and a half ago. We have not still been able to see what they're planning on adopting at this assembly, simply because they haven't finished negotiating it. Now, the most concerning things to me are Articles 24, 27, and Article 31. It appears that what they're trying to do is enforce vaccine passports by whatever name they want to use, vaccine certificates or passports. And it currently says in Article 31 that when you travel outside of your nation, international travel, and you land wherever you may be headed, at a seaport, on a cruise line, or at an airport, or wherever it may be, border crossings and so forth, the nation that you are visiting currently can compel travelers to undergo a medical examination, prophylaxis, you know, some sort of treatment, vaccination, if you really want to call, you know, these mRNA jabs, vaccines, or isolation and quarantine. They want to actually strengthen that by an amendment to Article 24 to make it so that the officials at the nation that you're traveling to could implement that isolation and quarantine as appropriate. Well, I'm sorry, but that's a little bit too vague for my taste. That would be an open-ended invitation to officials to pretty much do whatever it is they want. Now, Article 27 would also include the quarantine of the conveyance being whatever kind of vehicle, you know, an airplane, a cruise ship, a train, a bus, whatever it might be. And so while everyone has been talking about old information and concerned about things that are not in these documents, that has distracted from, you know, what they are trying to push through. Now, in brief summary, the other two resolutions that were proposed, and these are all available on my latest article on Substack, and they're all available on the World Health Assembly 77th webpage, and they're conference documents 8, 10, and 12, and I encourage people to read them. Number 10 was put forth by the 47 member states of the African region, and number 12 was put forth by Australia, Brunei, Canada, Norway, and Pakistan. And essentially, with the other agreement, the new pandemic agreement or treaty or framework convention, whatever they may want to call it, they're calling for continuing the negotiations and having a special session of the World Health Assembly before the end of 2024. So those negotiations are further apart, I guess is one way of saying it. They're further from reaching an agreement. They're not going to be able to achieve that at this assembly. So they're calling for, you know, approximately another 6 months of negotiations and a special assembly by the end of 2024.
James Rogowski. Stay tuned. We'll have more news on this tomorrow, Thursday, and continuing through the week. A reminder, you can keep up to date on matters like this as a Foundation Club member with our news bites delivered straight to your inbox every weekday morning. All right, after all of that, we're going to take a quick break and then back with something completely different. Laura Warren, who's a registered clinical nutritionist and personal trainer, she'll be talking or telling us, discussing the Wim Hof method of breathing and its health benefits. That's right after this.
Counterculture with Marie Buskey is back on RCR.
72% of 25 to 34 year olds support the slogan, go woke, go broke. This trend is not confined to the United States.
Counterculture.